My name is Chris Costin, David.
I'm 31 years old, and I attend Austin Ridge Bible Church in Austin, Texas. About a year and a half ago, we started a young adults ministry at Austin Ridge. The reason for starting this ministry was we had a college ministry at the church, and that was kind of sufficing for a young adult ministry as well, but we found there wasn't really a space for people who were more established in their careers, who weren't going through the same things necessarily as the 18 or 19 year olds who were also in that group. And so a small group formed of about six people, led by two women at our church, with the goal of reaching the age range of 27 to 40 year olds and creating a group for people in that age range. That started in February of 2022. By the end of 2022, we had about 40 regular attendees with a contact list of about up to 80. And then that contact list ended up expanding. Right now we have about 250 people who come through, and we have a regular attendance of about 60 to 70 attendees weekly. The structure of our group changed over time. When we had a smaller group, we were all meeting as one large body until we got to about 30 or 40 people in the group. We started splitting that out. The model that we've kind of come to create now is we meet as one group at the beginning and then split out into groups of about 8 to 12 with one facilitator per group who will lead them through kind of a discussion over the sermon from the previous week, and then through prayer, and then regather at the end of the meeting. The mission for this group, really, being in Austin, Texas, we realized the majority of non-believers that would be coming through or who lived in Austin, Texas, were in this age range, kind of 27 to 40. And so we were thinking of how to reach these people as they come into, come in through our church doors on Sunday. How do we create a space for them to kind of land and find their footing within the church? I myself grew up in the church. My father was a pastor, and I've kind of spent my whole life in or around the church, and I had a good grasp of how things worked. I started coming to Austin Ridge after COVID, and I didn't know anyone at the church. And I found it really hard, even knowing everything that I knew about how to get plugged in, how to, ask for resources, how to, meet with pastoral staff. Even with all of that knowledge and the comfort level that I had, it was still difficult for me to kind of latch on to and find my people within a large church. And so if I knew, I knew if I had trouble doing that with my, knowledge and kind of comfort level, how could someone who wasn't a believer, who maybe had never stepped foot in church before, how much harder would it be for them to find their footing and find their people? And so that was a big mission for our group is, how can we find and grab those people in that 27 to 40 year old age range, and bring them into, our Thursday night group, and how can we kind of get them included, and, how can we kind of follow up with them and ensure, that they're kind of being ministered to, and they're being seen, and they're especially being felt seen within the church. It's so easy to kind of come in and sit in the back pew and walk out and never feel like anyone engages with you. So how can we as a young adult ministry really step in and be the people that they are able to sit with on Sundays, be the people that they can build rapport with and relationships with as time goes on. I think that leads me to kind of the dichotomy of this group and one of the difficulties we're currently facing, which is, you know, the mission or focus of our group at this point would be for people to find their people. I want, we're kind of wanting people to figure out like who do they see in the group and respect. And obviously you're not going to be able to get to know 70 people at a in-depth level, but maybe you find your 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people in the group that you can relate to and that you respect their opinions and you want to grow with. So the dichotomy comes from encouraging that, which could be perceived as clickiness, you know, creating clicks, but really it's just encouraging deepening relationships with specified people, but also at the same token, being open-handed and embracing so that as new people join the group, they're not feeling like they're you know, having to fight their way through cliques or anything like that. So the analogy I use is, you know, how can, for myself, how can Chris find his people, but also how can the next version of me still come into the group and feel included and feel welcomed and have the opportunity, same opportunity that I've had. We're trying to achieve that a couple different ways. So thankfully our church has the resources and, the vision to allocate a full-time pastor to, young adult or single adult ministries. And so we've had a pastor kind of, be brought on staff and has come alongside the three of us peer leaders, and we're currently kind of mapping out what the future looks like for our group. I think ambitiously, our goal would be to not only reach people within our church, but we would love to connect to young adults all around Austin and young adults in other churches and create safe spaces and safe opportunities for people to connect and find kind of like-minded community in that regard across different church bodies, really unifying the church in a way that I think would be really cool to see in Austin especially. Right now at Austin Ridge, we're kind of creating a structure of leadership. So we'll have people who facilitate the individual groups that I talk about, that, you know, 8 to 12 group, 8 to 12 people sized groups that split out and go through scripture. So we'll have facilitators who will be leading that, building out a prayer team and a welcome team. The welcome team being a real key part of identifying new faces each night and bringing them, getting their contact information, kind of being able to follow up with them, making sure that, you know, they felt welcomed, that they have a friendly face to talk to throughout the night, ask any questions, kind of sit by them even, and they may be uncomfortable with community prayer, or they may be, you know, maybe have never prayed before. And so having that friendly face to kind of just be there and walk them through as they have any questions is an important factor and something we're working on implementing more. again, some of the big struggles we're facing is really that dichotomy. How do we encourage deepened relationships but make everyone feel welcomed? The inclusion of a full-time pastor has really helped with a lot of the group dynamic issues that would arise that as a peer leader, we just weren't really equipped to handle well, but allowing kind of pastoral staff to come in and handle that has been a big burden lifted. Along that same field, I mentioned creating safe spaces. We want people, although, have a lot of single adults and a lot of people who are looking for marriage partners or looking for lifelong partners. We want to kind of make sure we're cultivating a space that is friendly and safe and welcoming to all people. And so while that would be a great outcome, that's not really our goal or our focus. Our focus really is to draw one another towards Christ. And if that leads to marriage, that's amazing. But our focus is more, how do we serve the community? How do we serve one another? How do we sharpen one another? And how do we do that all kind of while pointing towards the gospel? I'll end with this. I think one of our big improvements, or something that this year, in 2024, we would really like to see more of, is service opportunities. We have, some single parents, but outside of that, having a lot of single adults in this age range, we really have a unique opportunity to serve and just be available in ways that families maybe aren't. And so looking to find ways in which we can capitalize on the skill sets that exist and the availability that exists for this age range, and make that a thing where it's an exciting option for the group rather than a burden or an obligation, but kind of cultivating a culture of serving that really encourages involvement, encourages using unique skill sets, and allowing that time serving to really be the quality time together, where you can get to know the men and women around you while serving in the city, while serving the homeless or whatever it may be. So in 2024, that's kind of where our heart is guided. We want to continue to build up a solid foundation within our group and kind of have battened down the hatches in terms of our own group stability. But once we feel like we really have a good process down on our weekly meeting nights, how do we look outward? How do we look out to the city around us, whether that's churches around us? How do we get involved with other single adults in other churches in Austin? But also, how do we serve Austin? How do we take the unique time of our lives and take that and offer it to the Lord to be able to be used in unique ways there? So, that's all I have for me. Again, my name's Chris Kostenbader at Austin Ridge Bible Church, and God bless.